You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
The Daily Music Business Podcast.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Daily Music Business Podcast. I'm your host for today, Monica Strutt, and today I'm bringing to you an excerpt from a Q&A I did within my Being in a Band membership, which is my monthly membership program, which delivers masterclasses all about the business side of the music industry every single month, as well as workshop days, a private Facebook group where members can ask questions, get feedback on whatever they're working on at the time. And part of it is this bi-monthly workshop day that we do, which usually dives into one particular subject, but also gives the members an opportunity to get some coaching from me. We do general Q&As. And one of the questions that came up this month, I thought was particularly interesting. And it was on the topic of social media burnout. I mean, it wasn't particularly phrased in that term, but that's essentially what this member was asking. This member was having a really common experience and feeling like they were falling behind when it came to managing their socials, feeling drained by the whole thought of trying to keep up with social media, feeling constantly at the mercy of the algorithms, and to be honest, kind of resentful because managing social media was taking away from the creation of the art. Can you relate to that at all? If you can relate to this, I've got you and you need to listen on. There are a lot of methods of teaching about social media marketing, and let me preface this by saying that there are a lot of different ways to utilize social media, and when marketing is concerned, it's certainly not a topic where there's one answer to rule all. There's no cut, copy, paste formula that can be applied to all artists. So different marketers have different ways of managing socials, and you know, it doesn't mean that anyone is wrong, but there are a lot of people out there that will, I guess, encourage more of a use of social media that leans towards quantity over quality. As long as you're active, the algorithms will support you. However, the problem that I personally find with this strategy of quantity over quality is that you're looking to the algorithms to help your engagement. You're not actually prioritizing your audience, your fans, and delivering them value, which is going to incidentally result in more engagement anyway. And so it seems to me that a lot of musicians and bands are actually missing the basic fundamental steps when it comes to managing their social media. Because as you'll hear in this episode, hashtags work and they can expose you to a bigger audience, but what good are hashtags if the photo that you're posting is shit and there is a meaningless caption, or, you know, often I even see musicians post with no caption at all. Social media is really the behind the scenes of your band. It's a way to connect with your fans. It's not a tool to gain you exposure. It can gain you exposure incidentally, but it's really more so a tool for connection building and to nurture a warm audience of people that have maybe discovered you through streaming sites or have discovered you at a show or something like that, or through PR. Or paid ads even. So let's dive in to today's episode, which is me talking about this topic in response to a question that was asked by one of the Being in a Band members. And I hope that you enjoy it, because honestly, I would rather you spend more time on your craft, more time creating art, not just music, but creating content in a way that is artistic and that is interesting for an audience, rather than filling your days with posting meaningless crap. Anyway, let's dive into this episode. But before we do, make sure that you are subscribed to this podcast and come and follow me on socials. I'm Monica Strutt everywhere. And if you want to download some freebies, I have my Spotify playlist cheat sheet, which you can get at monicastrutt.com/Spotify. And also a very new freebie, which I'm very excited about. It is a guided meditation. Yes, I said meditation all about overcoming imposter syndrome. It is a 12-minute meditation and visualization, which I think would be really best served doing in the morning before you start your day. And it's going to help you to overcome the fear of feeling like a fraud or feeling like you're undeserving of certain opportunities. Really, really excited, as I said, about this new freebie. So head to monicastrutt.com/meditation to grab that right now. Let's dive in to the episode. First of all, I know that this is probably going to contradict maybe some other advice that you've gotten in the past. I don't believe in three posts per day. I believe in quality over quantity. So if you're only got time to post once a day, just make it a really good post. Have it the most high-res photo or a graphic. Make sure you've got a purpose to posting, because, you know, back when Instagram started, everything was in chronological order. So that's why posting multiple times a day was important, so you could always be at the top of the feed. But now it's all about the algorithms, and Instagram's going to show your post to the people that they think is going to be interested. So it's about posts that are going to spark engagement or that have something meaningful to say, announcements, promoting a show, not just posting for the sake of it. I would shift your focus from quantity to quality. And as I said, I know that that's probably not the advice you've gotten in the past, but I would, as a musician myself, I understand, and as a social media manager, I understand that it is very draining to think of new things to post on social media. And so I have strategies in the content creation masterclass, which is like one of the earlier ones on social media within the membership. That's going to teach you how to easily create content and not have to stress about it. But I would really trial it for a couple of weeks, doing the quality over quantity. And if you're not sure about that, post in the group, but have a go at that. And then it's going to free up your mind and free up your time to focus on other things to do with your music career. So social media, it's just one slice of the pie, and it's all about engagement and giving your followers value, not just posting because of an algorithm. So we always got to keep the audience in mind. I'm at the point where I don't need hashtags for my audience to be engaged. I'll throw them in if I think of it. But once again, I'm trying to nurture my existing audience, and by providing them value, people that come across my profile are going to instantly follow me because the content that I put out is high quality. They're going to see that I'm a serious band and worth following. So that first, because I'm not focused on quantity anymore, and don't get me wrong, I post frequently enough. I post, you know, this is probably very different to you, but I post 3 times a week, 4 times a week, sometimes 5 times a week. So again, that's probably a significant drop to what I feel like you're doing. But because I'm focused on what do I actually want to share with my audience, I don't want to send them crap. I feel like hashtags aren't as important. They are important. They can help you be discovered. But again, that's just like one tiny, tiny slice of the pie. I would get your content right and what you're actually posting. And then all of that stuff comes second. I truly believe that if you post like an interesting video, like a funny video that's entertaining for your audience, it doesn't matter what time of the day you post. It doesn't matter what hashtags you have, because that is the most important thing. And then everything else comes second. So yeah, if you have 30 hashtags and you can just easily copy and paste those onto posts, and you don't need to like change them up, by the way, then if it's easy for you to do, but don't feel like you need 30 hashtags on every post. And another thing as well, because I do get the question that you just asked, I get that so often. I have so many hacks about how to create content and like maximize whatever you're doing in your band. For example, just one of the most simplest things is having a behind the scenes photographer whenever you're shooting a video clip. Because if you've gone to the effort to hire a cool venue and you're looking, you know, you're all done up in your stage gear and everything like that, you know, it brings in the audience. It makes the audience feel closer to you if they can get the inside look into your videos. So we hired a behind the scenes photographer and videographer. So they were, taking photos. You know, it's so we didn't have to stress about it because as artists, we needed to focus on the performance of the actual day, even though we do have high quality cameras ourselves. And every now and then we're doing stories, but my main focus, because we've paid for a good video clip, you know, we're paying $3,000 to make a video clip, right? I wanted to be completely in the zone and we had a lot of scenes to get through. So having a third party person, me not having to worry about it. And then all of a sudden we've got 300 behind the scenes photos. We've got 15 short videos that we can piece together and edit together for extra content. You know, the photographer is sharing on her social media pages, bringing reach back to us. And, you know, as a photographer in the music industry, she's got a whole bunch of connections. So it works on so many different levels. And that's like, you know, it cost us like a couple of $100s for the day, but it means that for the next 2 months, we have like unlimited content to like dig into, right? So it's like, it's so worth it just for the, just so we're not stressing about what to post.
Subscribe today to the Daily Music Business Podcast on your favorite podcast platform.
One Hit Thunder is a podcast where we both celebrate and have a good laugh about bands and artists that had just one hit that we all know. Each week, we're joined by a guest from the world of music or comedy to learn more than you ever thought you would about some songs that you can't forget. And we decide if they brought the one-hit thunder or were nothing more than a one-hit blunder. Look, if you listen to the show, you're probably going to laugh, and I guarantee you're going to crush next time the bar has music trivia. Tag Team, Jane Child, Meredith Brooks, Looking Glass, Sean Mullins, Eiffel 65, EMF, Crash Test Dummies, Crazy Town, Chumbawamba. We have hundreds of episodes in our back catalog and a new episode each week. So pass the Dutchie, make sure you're connected, and subscribe to One Hit Thunder wherever you get your pods.